Welcome to IP Management Voice, the podcast spotlighting leading minds in IP and IP management. This series supports the IP Business Academy's call for subject matter experts to share insights, foster reflection, and strengthen the global IP system. Join the conversation via our newsletter and explore cutting-edge content on D-Plex. The content in this episode, which focuses on AI-based patent white spot characterization, comes from Hannes Borger.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're unlocking what feels like a secret weapon for innovation, the world of patent white spots.
It's a great way to put it.
Our mission for this deep dive is to explore what these overlooked areas are, why they matter so much for businesses, and maybe most importantly, how cutting-edge AI tools are radically changing how we find and characterize them.
Right.
We're going to get hands-on, too, and really zero in on how one specific AI tool, patentbutler.ai, is being applied. We'll use the real-world example of smart parking.
And this isn't just, you know, abstract theory we're discussing. Our insights today, they're grounded in the work of Dr. Hannes Borger. He's a top IP subject matter expert at the IP Business Academy. His findings were shared in an IP management letter from DIPlex, and he really sets the stage for how understanding these white spots connects directly to the broader landscape of intellectual property and, well, ultimately to sustained innovation.
Okay, let's unpack this then. When we talk about patent white spots, what exactly are we, what are we referring to? Are they sort of like uncharted territory on a map?
You've hit it exactly. Think of them as the untapped or maybe underserved areas within a technological or market landscape. Mm-hmm. There are these ripe opportunities for innovation, for carving out unique market positions.
Right.
And ultimately for significantly enhancing your business value. Imagine a map of all existing inventions. White spots are basically the blank areas where no one has truly ventured yet.
So why is finding these empty spaces so critical, especially thinking about, say, a smaller company, maybe an SME?
For any business, really. But yeah, especially for SMEs, identifying these white spots is absolutely crucial. It's like charting unknown waters.
Okay.
Which means it requires a really disciplined approach.
Yeah.
You know, breaking down the market, then gathering tons of data.
Everything from market research, customer feedback.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. And deep competitive analysis, too. But the stakes are incredibly high. Spotting and claiming these areas allows companies to stay competitive, avoid getting lost in, you know, saturated markets, build unique niches, and truly drive innovation. It also helps you proactively spot potential threats and make sure your R&D budget, your resources, are going towards the most promising, unique opportunities, not just, well, reinventing the wheel.
That makes perfect sense. So with all that in mind, where do patents themselves fit into this picture? It seems like they'd be a real treasure trove of information.
Oh, more than a treasure trove. Patent databases are a primary data source for this whole process. They offer this comprehensive overview of existing technologies globally,
right,
which allows you to identify those precise gaps where truly new inventions could emerge. By analyzing this massive amount of data, you can essentially create detailed maps of the patent landscape within any specific field.
Like a heat map.
Sort of, yeah. These maps show you areas of high patent density. Think of them as crowded, mature technologies versus those with few or no patents. And those are exactly the white spots we're searching for.
Okay.
This analysis doesn't just reveal gaps. It directly sparks new R&D ideas and, crucially, helps you assess the novelty and patentability of those ideas right up front so you avoid duplicating existing inventions.
That brings us perfectly to our case study, smart parking. It's a brilliant example of how the digitalization of seemingly simple industries, like parking, introduces really complex IP management challenges.
It absolutely is. Yeah. We're witnessing this fundamental shift from traditional parking, you know, just a physical space for a fee, to a digital-first model, driven by smart parking solutions, mobile payments, dynamic pricing.
All that new tech.
Exactly. Yeah. And this introduces a whole new array of technological innovations that simply must have robust IP protection.
Right.
We're talking about everything from IoT sensors, cameras, automated systems for real-time monitoring, to guided navigation via apps and digital signage, and even the algorithms that power mobile payments and dynamic pricing. All these new components demand strategic IP.
Right.
It also highlights the concept of IP design, which isn't just about protecting an invention after it's made, but strategically building IP into your business model from the very start.
Ah, being proactive.
Precisely. It's about proactively securing exclusivity for these new solutions. Ensure you stand out, Differentiate yourself based on unique selling points and avoid just battling on price.
And this is where patentbutler.ai starts to really shine as a powerful solution for pinpointing those truly inventive, non-obvious ideas. What's its secret weapon, so to speak?
Its biggest game changer is its sheer speed. The speed for AI-based patent searches.
Oh.
What used to take human researchers months, maybe even years, of sifting through massive patent libraries.
Right, I can imagine.
Is now done in minutes. This capability, in turn, allows for entirely new insights into patent landscapes and, most importantly, a far more precise characterization of patent white spots than was ever possible manually.
That's incredible. So let's dive into how AI, specifically patentbutler.ai, assists in this IP design process. How does it help in actually generating those inventive solutions you're looking for?
Well, the initial task given to the AI was to identify inventive navigation solutions within car parks, guided by something called TRIZ principles.
TRIZ.
Yeah, TRIZ. For those unfamiliar, it's essentially a systematic problem-solving toolkit for inventors. The prompt we gave the AI was quite specific.
Okay.
It was, act as an experienced engineer and inventor familiar with TRIZ principles. Find new, and for an expert in the technical field, non-obvious solutions to the problem. A car with a human driver is supposed to park at a parking garage at a certain spot. What inventive ways are there to directly inform the driver or the car where the spot is where the car should park?
Okay, so with that specific prompt, what kind of truly inventive solutions did the AI actually generate? Anything that genuinely surprised you?
Oh, yeah. One of the standout ideas the AI proposed was electromagnetic spot marking. It's a fascinating concept.
Electromagnetic, how does that work?
Imagine an array of electromagnetic coils embedded right into the parking surface, maybe in a grid pattern. When a spot becomes free, a localized rotating magnetic field is generated by the coil at that exact location.
A rotating field. Okay.
Right. The car, equipped with magnetometers, magnetic sensors, detects this unique rotating field. Its in-car navigation system then translates that magnetic signature to pinpoint the spot's coordinates, guiding the driver directly.
Hmm.
It's inventive because it uses magnetic fields instead of, you know, traditional visual or other sensory markers. It's a clever application of TRIZ principles, like substituting mechanics with magnetic fields.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for innovators, I think.
Yeah.
How does this compare to existing patents? Does something like this already exist out there?
This is where patentbutler.ai's power of comparison becomes invaluable. We immediately ran electromagnetic spot marking against existing patents. We looked at U.S. patent number 8,975,864B2, for example, which is actually a wireless charging system.
Wireless charging, so different purpose entirely.
Exactly. The key differences are stark and absolutely crucial for patentability. The purpose of our proposed solution is purely guiding vehicles to available spots. The existing patent is all about wirelessly charging electric vehicles.
Okay.
Their operating principles differ too. Our proposed system uses localized rotating magnetic field signatures for guidance. The existing patent relies on wireless power transfer via induction or microwaves. And crucially, our proposed system involves no power transfer. It's purely for directional information.
I see.
This distinction is what proves the novelty and, importantly, the non-obviousness of the idea.
And that clear distinction then allows the AI to help draft a preliminary patent claim, right? What are the key elements it highlights as unique in that draft?
Hey, are you an IP expert with a focused topic you want to share? Then you might be just the right fit to become an IP subject matter expert at the IP Business Academy. It's a great opportunity to build visibility for your expertise and reach new clients through a trusted academic platform. You'll be supported in creating digital content, LinkedIn strategies, and outreach to your target group. If you're ready to raise your profile and position yourself as a thought leader, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. End of advertisement.
Based on that comparison, the AI can draft the core elements of a main claim. For electromagnetic spot marking, it would outline a system for guiding a vehicle, comprising, yeah, you know, the embedded electromagnetic coils,
right,
a control unit to activate them for that localized magnetic field, the magnetometers on the vehicle to detect this signature, and then a navigation system to process it and provide guidance.
Oh.
It focuses squarely on what makes this solution distinct.
And let's consider a second scenario. What happens when the AI is asked to identify inventive solutions, but this time it has to work around a known patent landscape? say, a specific curated data set of prior art. You called it PH1.
That's right, PH1. It contained 43 existing patent publications, specifically on car park navigation.
Okay.
So in this scenario, the prompt to the AI was revised. We made sure it was familiar with PH1, and critically, we told it, do not describe a solution that already appears in full in the prior art and the document PH1.
So you're forcing it to be more creative, essentially, to leapfrog the known stuff.
Exactly. It forces the AI to innovate beyond the known landscape,
yeah,
preventing it from just generating ideas that are already patented or too close to existing ones.
So what new ideas emerged then when the AI had to consider that existing patent landscape, jump over those known obstacles?
One of the inventive solutions it generated this time was the in-vehicle parking spot indicator.
Okay, in-vehicle parking spot indicator, what does that involve?
This system involves an in-vehicle display unit, a vehicle-to-infrastructure, or V2I, communication module,
V2I,
a parking structure sensor network, and a central parking management server. The magic happens kind of like this. As a vehicle enters, it establishes that V2I link. The sensor network tracks its precise position,
mm-hmm,
and the central server dynamically assigns a specific vacant spot based on real-time occupancy. This assignment is then transmitted back to the vehicle. And the in-vehicle display unit shows the spot number along with turn-by-turn directions. Could even include augmented reality overlays or audio prompts. Now, when we compare this in-vehicle parking spot indicator to existing patents like EP1-361-555-V1 and EP1-772-573-A1, the differences, again, crucial for patentability, become clear.
How so?
For example, the guidance method. Our proposed solution provides turn-by-turn navigation directly to the assigned specific spot on an in-vehicle display. The existing patents, well, they might guide to a general zone or maybe determine a stopping point, but without that true direct dynamic navigation to a specific spot.
Got it.
In terms of communication, our solution uses two-way V2I to receive that real-time specific spot assignment. The existing patents mention one-way or sometimes no explicit V2I. And for parking assignment itself, our proposed system dynamically assigns a specific vacant parking spot in real time. That's different from the existing patents that might only assign a zone or indicate a general area. So this then leads to a preliminary main claim for the in-vehicle parking spot indicator. It outlines a parking guidance system comprising that two-way V2I module, the sensor network, the parking management server, configured to assign and transmit the specific vacant parking spot location.
That specificity seems key.
It is. And an in-vehicle display unit for providing that turn-by-turn navigation. The key differentiator is dynamic assignment of specific vacant spots to the two-way V2I and the in-vehicle turn-by-turn navigation. Those are what really set it apart from the existing prior art identified in PH1.
So once you've identified these potential white spots, maybe even drafted some preliminary claims, the next crucial step you mentioned is to characterize them. Analyzing the area in various dimensions by measuring the number of patents covering different combinations of technical features, how do you even begin to map out such a complex space like that?
Yeah, that sounds complicated, but there's a systematic method that's a powerful starting point. It's called the morphological box.
Morphological box.
Right. Think of it like a matrix or a grid.
Yeah.
You break down a problem or an object into its core components, its independent parameters.
Yeah.
Then you systematically list all possible variations or forms for each parameter.
Okay.
Then you can mix and match across the parameters to find novel combinations. Some will be existing solutions, some will be new possibilities.
Yeah, give an example.
Sure. If you were inventing a new mode of transport, you'd maybe list parameters like type of drive, locomotion, how it moves, the medium it travels on, maybe its purpose.
Okay.
Then under type of drive, you might list electric, solar, combustion. Under locomotion, maybe wheels, wings, propeller. Under medium, land, air, water. And purpose, passenger transport, cargo, leisure. Then you combine them. Electric drive plus wheels plus land plus passenger transport. Well, that's an electric car. But maybe solar drive plus wings plus water plus leisure purpose. That could be a concept for a solar-powered seaplane for tourism. It helps you systematically visualize all the possibilities, even the, well, seemingly outlandish ones.
Okay, that makes sense. So how did you actually apply this systematic approach to our smart parking deep dive? What were some of the maybe more cutting edge or even quantum ideas you explored there?
Right. So in the smart parking context, we applied the morphological box to the problem of optimized space utilization. And yes, we even push the boundaries by considering quantum technologies as one of the parameters, one of the rows or columns in our box.
Quantum for parking, wow.
So for instance, under the quantum parameter, we looked at forms like using quantum-based algorithms to allocate parking spaces, or processing live sensor data to assign parking spaces based on vehicle size using quantum algorithms. Mm-hmm. Or maybe optimizing assignments based on predicted parking patterns, again, using quantum approaches. This is where patentbutler.ai comes back in, crucially. We then use it to get an overview of the patent landscape for all the features and combinations we defined in that morphological box. The AI compares these specific feature combinations, like quantum-optimized allocation, against the existing global patent database and provides similarity percentages.
Ah, so it tells you how close your idea is to something already patented.
Exactly. For instance, the feature quantum-optimized parking space utilization using quantum-based algorithms allocate parking spaces had an 80% similarity score to an existing Australian patent, AU2101023-3984.
80%? That sounds pretty high.
It is. It indicates there's significant overlap. That's likely not a true white spot. It's probably a crowded area already. What we're really looking for are those low similarity percentages.
Mm.
You know, the 0%, 10%, maybe 20% ranges.
Because that's where the real opportunity lies.
Precisely. That's where the true novelty is and the best opportunity for strong patent protection. The immense benefit of using this morphological box approach with patentbutler.ai lies in that incredible speed of the AI-based patent searches.
Right, doing that manually would be impossible.
Effectively impossible at this scale and speed. This allows for the efficient searching of truly huge patent libraries. It enables new insights into patent landscapes, and most importantly, a much, much more precise characterization of patent white spots than we've ever had before.
This has been a truly illuminating exploration. It's incredible to see the powerful synergy here between human ingenuity, these systematic problem-solving methods like TRIZ and the morphological box, and then the cutting-edge capabilities of AI tools like patentbutler.ai, all working together to navigate the complex world of intellectual property.
Absolutely. And yeah, identifying and characterizing these patent white spots, it isn't just some academic exercise, right? It's a strategic imperative for any business looking to innovate, looking to differentiate itself, and really secure its future in this rapidly digitalizing and increasingly competitive marketplace.
Yeah.
It's about finding your unique pathway forward.
So as you, our listener, consider everything we've discussed today, maybe think about this. How quickly new technological fields are emerging, sometimes seemingly overnight. How might AI's ability to swiftly map and analyze these vast patent landscapes redefine the very concept of prior art? And in turn, maybe accelerate the speed at which truly novel inventions can be identified and protected, even in areas we can barely imagine right now.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.